In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, welcome back, our little sports bunnies. I hope you're having a nice day. It's Isaac and Souk, that's right. So the bracket, here's the bracket. We've got 8-seed Oklahoma hosting 9-seed Alabama.
Mm-hmm. We see a rematch. It was, 21-23 during the regular season in Norman, where they got clipped.
Yeah, and Oklahoma beat them last year, too.
Yeah.
Oklahoma kind of has their number, so that's a really good game.
That's what we said about Georgia and Bama, too, in the SEC title game.
And then the winner of that plays Indiana. Mm-hmm. On that side of the bracket, Texas Tech is awaiting the winner of Oregon and the Dukes of Madison James.
Which will be Oregon.
Texas A&M is the 7-seed. They will host 10-seed Miami, mm-hmm. and the winner of that plays Ohio State. That's pretty juicy.
That's by far the best game.
Part of the bracket there.
That's the best game of the opening round.
And then you've got Georgia awaiting the winner of the 6-seed Ole Miss hosting the 11-seed Tulane.
You know we've seen that game this year, right?
Green Wave, yeah. 45-10.
Yeah.
They played already once at the venue where they're going to play this one. Yeah. And Ole Miss won 45-10.
And look, I get having...
At any rate...
Oh,
go ahead. No, go ahead, you big stud.
I am not complaining, and I get why you have to have access, but it is a bummer. I'm not bitching, but it is a bummer when you had some good teams. See Notre Dame, see Texas. The tournament would be a lot more interesting if we had less inclusion.
Oh, yeah.
If we replaced Tulane and James Madison, and we threw in Vandy or Texas, and BYU, whatever. Like, we saw what happened when they played Texas Tech, but it's better than James Madison. But let's say Vandy, Texas, Notre Dame, two of those three, and you threw that in there, that opening week would be bananas.
Well, they shot down they had that 4-4-2-2-1 model.
Yeah.
And they shot it down.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a lot better? Because I was looking at that today.
Yeah.
And that's four from the SEC, four guaranteed from the Big Ten, two from the ACC, two from the Big 12, and then one group of five. And then three at-larges. It would be a 16-team field.
Yeah.
SEC would have Georgia, Ole Miss, A&M, and Alabama in, as they already do now. The Big Ten would have Indiana, Ohio State, Oregon, and USC in, because USC would get in by way of beating Michigan. Mm-hmm. Big 12 would be Texas Tech and BYU. The ACC would be... I mean, they probably wouldn't have this would mean that there would be no conference championship games.
Yeah.
So it would just be Virginia who had the best record in the league.
Yeah.
And then one of either Duke, Miami, Georgia Tech, Pitt, or SMU, they would have back then they were considering play-ins.
Yeah.
So whoever they figured out would be the next two would play like this coming weekend for a spot in the playoff.
Yeah.
G5 would be Tulane. And then the three at-larges, you'd probably have play-in between some sort of combination of Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, and Utah.
Yeah.
How much better is that? And they voted that down.
Yeah. So there will continue to tweak. So last year we had to change because of what happened. We changed the way the seeding and the buys worked. My guess is this coming one, we will have some protections against two group of fives. So,
well, anyway, I think this is, I have a, the first thing I want to say is I have a hard time believing, as good as Indiana is, and what a great win over Ohio State.
It's incredible.
And they're undefeated. Like, mm-hmm. I have a really hard time believing that Indiana is going to beat Ohio State, mm-hmm. Alabama, Texas Tech, or Oregon, and then Ohio State or Georgia all in a row. I just really have a hard time wrapping my head around that. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, yeah. I thought Urban Meyer said something really It was true. It was a bold statement, but it was true. And it was funny. You know, sometimes, you know, you're thinking something and then someone says, and you're like, oh my God, the dude's in my brain. When they beat Ohio State, and I was kind of sitting on the couch watching it, I said, this is the single best thing. It was like the single best job I've ever seen in the history of college football. I always thought Bill Snyder did the greatest coaching job I've ever seen. What he did at Kansas State, but he never did this. I was just kind of sitting there and I was trying to process it. Urban Meyer on the dais said, this is the single greatest coaching job in the history of college football. Mm. And I was like, bingo.
What if he loses in the playoff,
though? It doesn't matter. The fact that in 2 years, Kurt Cignetti took Indiana from beyond irrelevant and took it with mostly James Madison transfers and just kind of hodgepodge guys, and then this year got in the transfer portal again, they still don't recruit at an elite level. From a talent standpoint, with the exception of James Madison and Tulane, that is the least talented team of anyone in the bunch, and they have beaten Oregon and Ohio State. And so, yes, I'm with you. I do not think that over the course of this run here, week after week after week, I don't think the depth and the overall talent is enough at Indiana to actually finish this thing. But regardless of what happens, what they've done over the last 2 years is the single greatest coaching job I've ever seen in college football and should be studied. Now, if Indiana wants to be back here year after year after year, they got to start stacking some serious recruiting classes because that's just the way this works.
Well, you know the kids he brought in.
It's incredible.
He was at James Madison.
He was at James Madison.
The Dukes.
The Dukes. So, yes, I would tend to, if you asked me who's more likely to win this, and it's funny because Indiana, to me, proved that they were better than Oregon. They went into Autzen, and they won that game. But if you asked me who is more likely to win this whole thing, I think the depth of Oregon, I think that there is a better chance that they could withstand the 4 weeks or in the, you know, 3 weeks because James Madison's whatever.
I feel like the one side of the bracket, I feel pretty confident saying it should be Ohio State and Georgia. That's the one side.
Yes.
Now, on Oregon's side of the bracket, I think
open.
It gets really interesting because Texas Tech, Oregon is a toss-up. Mm-hmm. Although I would lean toward Oregon there. Alabama is interesting as well. And I know that everybody's crapping on Alabama. They have not looked good for a while now.
Yeah.
But remember what we were talking about with Ohio State last year going into this tournament. Remember they lost to Michigan? They didn't play in the conference championship game. Everybody was saying, fire Ryan Day. Well, they won the whole damn thing. They came up. They came out with a firecracker shooting out their ass, and they were a buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama has that potential. Yeah. I'm not saying that they will do that because they have looked quite flawed this year, but they have the talent and the coach. I think they need to get Jam Miller back. I don't know if he's going to be back or not. I don't know.
Yeah, they couldn't run the ball at all.
How long his injury was, and by the way, that the Jam Miller thing was not brought up at all, much of the broadcast, or at least of the broadcast that I watched, or the College Football Playoff Committee didn't bring it up. I thought that was actually a big factor in why Alabama was. I mean, Georgia played great, but I mean, Jam Miller is a really good player for Alabama. He's the running back. He didn't play in the Georgia game, and they couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
So why does no one bring that up? At any rate, I'm not trying to defend Alabama. They have flaws, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we saw this last year with Ohio State where everybody wrote them off. Be careful. That is it. That's the most talented team on that side of the bracket, right?
Yeah. If they
and
get
they're healthy. The 9 seed.
Yeah.
Remember, Ohio State was the
eight seed
last year.
Mm-hmm.
So Alabama, to me, is interesting. I think on this side of the bracket, you never – like, Indiana's just going to be really tough, but – I think the two interesting teams are Alabama and Oregon, and I don't know how of I don't think Oklahoma beats Alabama, so I'm going to go Alabama, Indiana, Texas Tech, and Oregon. I don't know which of those four comes out of that bracket. I think that is such a toss up. They're so close.
Yeah,
and that's awesome.
Yeah,
and Ohio State and Georgia, quite frankly, are so close too.
Well, I mean, and honestly, I mean, the two most talented teams
are over there.
Yeah, if you're saying right now who's playing the best and who scares you,
well, it's
Georgia and Ohio State. Like, I mean, Indiana again. I just give Indiana all the props in the world. Watching that game, if you asked me if they play that game 10 times, I think Ohio State wins 8 of them. I mean, Ohio State won. I thought Ohio State really lacked a sense of urgency, and I wonder with, and you see him after the game, no one really cared. It was kind of like, oh, you know, all right, well, we'll see you. And for Indiana, obviously, it meant everything. They hadn't won a Big Ten title in God knows how long, since like, what, the 40s or something. So you just look at Ohio State, the chump field goal, the missed fourth and one. I mean, there were opportunities there. I just think, again, if they played that game again on a neutral field, would still take Ohio State in that game over Indiana.
Well,
I think they're
going to be favored again.
Yes, they're going to be favored.
And it's quite possible that Oregon will be favored over Indiana again if they play.
Yeah. So, the idea, if you're Oregon, that two of the three teams that you kind of look at and you're like, ooh, which would be Ohio State, Georgia, and Indiana, two of them are on the other side, and probably the two best teams being Georgia and Ohio State. If you're Oregon, I think this bracket sets up really, really well for you. And it may come down to, much like Alabama, I think Alabama was without, what, six starters against Georgia, and they're saying that at least a couple of those should be back for Oklahoma. A lot of that will be Oregon. Do you get some receivers back? I do not think Oregon's offense, the way it's played the last handful of games, even with Benson and Sadiq being, you know, big guys for them, I just think you're going to need some healthy bodies. I don't think you will beat better teams if this is your receiving core. Who's healthy, who's not? I don't know. But you got a long-ass time, and you don't need to play them against James Madison. So you got a long-ass time for those guys to get healthy and hopefully get back on the field for Texas Tech, which will be a test. Because if you thought Iowa played good defensively and Washington and Penn State kind of held your offense down, I got news for you. Texas Tech is going to be the nastiest defense you've seen.
Well, it's going to be fun, but it doesn't start until December 19th.
Yeah.
We have 11 days to wait.
I know.
The first game will be Alabama-Oklahoma on that Friday night, the 19th. Mm. The college football playoff has arrived. All right. Let's get to our stock watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports, next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Got an update on ICE protests coming up next in the news. Got ICE dogs now.
Can't wait.
But here's our man, Schultzy. We call him the Schnitzel Wolf. And the reason we call him that is because he is German and Native American. So we thought to call him the Schnitzel Wolf.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish, too. Isn't that wacky?
Oh, well, we need to add...
No.
Mazel tov.
No, German and Jewish is a weird combo. I like that's, the that's native true. German combo a lot better.
All right. Well, let's go to our stock watch, buddy.
All right. Merry Christmas, guys. Wacky weekend. Notre Dame. We'll start there. I could not start anywhere else. They have taken their ball and gone home, going nuclear about being left out of the college football playoff. Here is athletic director Pete Bavakwa bitching about it on the Dan Patrick Show earlier today.
We were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack, you know, their biggest, really, business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of our other sports. And I would tell you, Dan, I wouldn't be honest with you if I didn't say that they have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's Bavakwa talking about the ACC.
Mystified.
The simple fact remains, bitch, that they got beat by Miami, and they are not in a conference in football. So, guys, buy or sell, Notre Dame could solve these issues by joining a freaking conference.
Well, of course they could, but they don't want to because everyone keeps letting Notre Dame have their cake and eat it too. And look, I give credit. Notre Dame's the only brand that can stand on its own and do this, or at least has the, you know, the balls to attempt it. And yet, when it benefits them, it's the greatest thing in the world. And when it doesn't go their way, no one acts like more of a bitch. And I wish that other, like, if they take their ball and go home and leave the ACC, I hope the other conferences look at them and be like, cool, man, good luck on your own. They need these other conferences more than those other conferences need Notre Dame. I mean, they act like it somehow, if Notre Dame's not in the playoff, no one's watching. Trust me, dude. When Michigan and Alabama played in the Rose Bowl, like 38 million people tuned in. They're going to be fine without Notre Dame. But yes, they could solve their own problems, but no one has forced them to, because people bow down to Notre Dame, and Notre Dame will often get their way. So, but yeah, they could solve it.
Yeah, very simply, yes, I would buy that. I would say, though, I am a little disappointed they're not in the field, because I think they're really good.
Well, I think Vegas had them as, what, the third best odds to win the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, there are some power rankings that had them a top five team.
Yeah.
But, you know, such is life.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's right, beat Miami and Texas A&M. But the thing about it is, they almost beat Texas A&M. I mean, they probably should have beaten Texas A&M. I mean, so this was way back in September. But if you don't remember that game, there were two things. One, there was a PI call missed on A&M, or was it called on Notre Dame and it shouldn't have been called? I can't remember. It was a really crappy call.
Yeah,
that really hurt Notre Dame late in that game. And then
it was called on Notre Dame, and then the non-holding call was the other one.
Is that But then the other one too is that came freaking Marcel Reed, the Texas A&M quarterback. Didn't he like scramble around and hit somebody in the corner of the end zone on 4th and 16 to win that game?
Something like that, yeah.
Or
it
like
wasn't
a 2-point
to win
conversion.
The game, but to get down there.
But it's
yes.
just, like, it's unbelievable. So it came down to just, I mean, they call it a game of inches, and it was that. So I actually do kind of feel bad for Notre Dame, but at the same time, you know, I don't feel bad for the. It's like, even if Miami got left out, there would have been a case against Miami. If Alabama gotten left out, there would have been a case against Alabama.
They all deserve to be in, but not everyone could get in.
Exactly.
But the idea that you have the audacity to say, how dare the ACC promote their team that's a full member and, by the way, beat you? I mean, honestly, take a look in the mirror and look at how absolutely ridiculous you sound. And again, I'd point out, Notre Dame is not making an argument that they are better than Miami, because they can't. Miami beat them. Their argument is, you didn't put them above us until the very end. So you're not even arguing that you deserve to be in. You're just arguing that the process was unfair to you. You're trying to get in on a technicality. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. Cherry on top to that one. Notre Dame was ranked after going 0-2. So maybe it started all the way back at like week 3.
Yeah. Wait, what?
After going,
they were still ranked.
Yes,
after those two losses.
Yes,
and what hurt them is that
isn't that stupid?
Miami lost their second game right as the first ranking came out.
Yeah,
so they were punished because they went all the way back to like 18th, and then it took them a while to kind of climb back up as both teams kept winning.
Yeah, but also to the confusion, that was an AP poll, and these are the college football playoff rankings. So maybe we just go down to one. All right, number two, guys, on top of the Fighting Irish bowing out of their bowl game, Iowa State, Kansas State, multiple 5-7 teams as well have declined invites to bowl games, which used to be what most programs were striving for at the end of the season. Here's CBS Sports' Bryant McFadden trying to offer some reason to this.
This is the new landscape of college football, because it's all about playoffs. When you're in the playoffs, you have an opportunity to do what? Compete for a championship. If you're not, You're not. It's almost like postseason play. Bowl games are now like the NIT of college football. Everyone wants to be a part of March Madness. If you're not a part of March Madness, you'd rather just sit on the couch and get ready for next season because you're competing for something that is meaningless.
So, guys, it feels like college football as we know it is dead. Buy or sell that universities should not be allowed to decline bowl game invites unless injuries have decimated their roster.
I mean, no. I mean, bowl games are supposed to be a reward for the players. And if you feel like your coach left and you're trying to keep your team together and, you know, some of these teams are getting fined. I think Notre Dame's getting fined like, what, $500,000, something like that. So, I mean, it stinks. I know at the end of the year, I never got to play for a national title, but the bowl games were always a cool opportunity to go hang with my buddies one last time and get to go someplace that I wouldn't normally get to go and play a team that I normally wouldn't get to play. So I have a fond memory of bowl games. I feel bad for the kids that aren't getting to go play in bowl games, but ultimately, if the teams don't want to do it and those kids decide not to do it because of the changing landscape, well, that's to each their own. I would assume that eventually some of these bowl games fall away and die, but they still do very good TV numbers. ESPN still wants them. People are still willing to sponsor them. So this is that knee-jerk reaction where we're saying, well, now all bowl games are dead and no one's going to want to play them. No, that's not true. I know BYU is very excited to play in a bowl game. They were excited to play Notre Dame. And Notre Dame opted it out. But they'll find someone to go play him, and, you know, things will go on.
I will sell this. I don't think there should be a rule. But doesn't a lot of it have to do with the calendar, too? Because a lot of these kids are transferring.
Transferring, yeah.
So that's part of it. Part of it is...
You don't know what your team looks like.
It's like you have half a team.
Yep.
And it's probably more important for the coaches to go get next year's team than it is preparing half of his team to go play in some meaningless bowl game against Georgia Tech.
Did you see, like, Leavitt didn't show up at the team?
Yeah, he's out. He's transferring. Yeah. You're talking about Sam Leavitt.
Sam Leavitt. Yeah. So Arizona State has already lost their best offensive lineman, their best corner, and their quarterback. And their quarterback was a team captain, didn't even show up at the team banquet.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, the way I read that was, to be fair to Leavitt, the way I read that was Dillingham knew he was transferring in,
yes.
And he said, do not. Dillingham was not all that, would be the word. His quote was, yeah.
Not happy.
Yeah, he was pissed. And so I think they may have said, Sam, you can pound sand. At any rate, I don't know. I don't know the behind the scenes story there, but Sam Leavitt has announced he is going to enter the portal, and he should. He's going to garner. Well, I don't mean he should, but he's going to get a lot of money if he transfers because he's going to be like one of the top quarterbacks out there. Yeah. So, Florida State, Auburn, Central Florida, Baylor, Kansas, Rutgers, Temple, Kansas State, Iowa State, Notre Dame have all opted out of playing in a bowl game this year.
All right, guys, let's finish it out in Penn State. Athletic director Pat Kraft caught saying some very disparaging things about Oregon and other top-tier programs in college football last week. Today, he apologized.
What I will tell you about that is that I'm embarrassed. I apologize to anyone that I may have offended with that video that leaked. Personally, it's been challenging for me, but I am very passionate about Penn State, and it was
no kidding.
9 or 10 football players that asked, want to come in and sit down, and we had an open and honest discussion.
Whatever you think about that recording, y'all, the fact remains that Pennsylvania is an all-party consent state, right? So everybody must know that a recording is being
made.
Unlike here in Oregon, you could record me without my knowledge, not so in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Do you buy or sell, guys, that the person that recorded and leaked the audio should be fired or kicked off the team? Buy or sell?
Yeah,
100%.
I
just think
it's a crime.
Yeah, it's a crime, and more important, it's such Bush League stuff. I feel this way when people. When player like this happened, like Antonio Brown did this to Mike Tomlin in a locker room. What's said in a locker room, what's said in a team meeting, especially a meeting that the players called, one of those 8 players went in there to film that basically to F over their AD. And that, there's just no place. I take that stuff seriously. And I feel that way about work. If you go in and talk to your boss one-on-one, you go in and talk to a colleague one-on-one, and that person is recording you to hoop you over, I think that person is scum.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you gotta bag them.
Yeah.
That said, I cannot believe, because I didn't get to talk about this on Friday, that is some juicy audio. If you don't know what we're talking about, that Penn State AD, the private meeting with players, If you haven't heard it, go listen to it. I still to the like I've been the one saying that ADs are kind of a bunch of out of touch goobers.
Yeah.
They all seem like Scott Barnes-y, kind of just don't really aren't qualified to do any of this, but they do it anyway because that's just their position.
Yeah.
And he's another one, and so I shouldn't be surprised, but I really am stunned that a man who is supposed to be a leader, a high up leader, not just a coach. He's not, you know, he talks like a coach, but he's not a coach. He's the freaking head of the athletic department.
80?
I am stunned that a guy like that talks like that, even behind closed doors. Yeah. Like, dude, that's unbelievable to me.
To your players.
These guys are such boobs.
I wonder if he was trying to be all edgy and relate to his players. Like, hey, hello, fellow kids. Let's get in here and talk about Oregon.
How is that guy the leader of Penn State's athletic department? Like, maybe that's your problem, Penn State, not James Franklin. Good grief.
Yeah. Valid point.
All right, there is your Stock Watch. It is brought to you each week by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next, we have ice dogs.
I don't know what that means, but let's go.
Next, here's Schultzy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We were talking about the worst Christmas songs, and I believe it to be that stupid Paul McCartney song.
Esquire agreed with you, by the way.
What's that song called?
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's just
because
called Wonderful
Christmas.
Because
those are the only words of the whole stupid song.
Well, there's a couple lines at the beginning.
That song's terrible. But then you brought up this Tiny Tim, Santa Claus Has the AIDS.
Yes.
Song. Well, here it is.
No, no, no. The nurses all look sad, 'cause Santa's got it bad. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Wow. This is awful.
I won't be here this year. I'm sick. Oh. But next year, 12 months to wait, and then...
You want to think your worst Christmas song of all time?
Well, I've never heard this.
Yeah, this is tops for me. This beats Christmas Shoes by a mile.
He's got the AIDS.
Wow. I mean, it's not like there's no swears.
No.
Well, Tiny Tim doesn't count. I've never understood Tiny Tim. What? Why was he a thing? What is he?
Well, he's a guy that's saying about how Santa's got the AIDS. Reminds me of, like, Frank Reynolds. AIDS, AIDS, I got the AIDS. Who would have thought you could make a Christmas song out of that?
It is December 8th. 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. And all rise. Court is in session. I was at the courthouse on Friday. I have to report.
Yeah. Big things were happening.
Big things were happening. And I was standing outside a courtroom where a big trial was going on. Yeah. And yeah, I got
to
tell you, dude.
I've been down there to that courthouse. You're like there for like other reasons and you see like some big
cool
stuff going
on.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, there was forensics was on the scene. There were people on the testifying. There's a big group in the audience and stuff. And the judge, so there are two doors. There's double doors leading into a foyer, which then leads into the courtroom. But if you look through the glass of the double doors that I was outside of, you can look through the glass of the double doors going into the courtroom, and it looked like an intense situation. And I got to tell you, that judge sitting up on that bench, he was staring me down.
Oh.
He was like, who the hell are you, and why are you looking into my courtroom?
The judge is very intimidating.
Dude, I got to tell you, it's one of the cooler things. If you've never been into a real live courtroom where the judge is up on the bench, it's pretty badass. Yeah.
I told you, I've told the story that like a year or two ago, someone asked me to come like be moral support, and it was a rape trial. It was very intense. And I was sitting in there, and there was like in the one in downtown Vancouver, there's a big pillar right kind of in the middle of the courtroom. And it was weird because I couldn't really see. So I found myself kind of leaning around the pillar. And I, too, felt that the judge was eyeballing me. And she was hot. So I had a whole weird range of emotions. It was a serious trial. The pillar, I was trying to see. I thought the judge was, like, mean mugging me. I was kind of turned on by the judge. A lot of things happened.
Oh, she was watching you.
Yeah, I felt
she
like...
She wasn't turned on by you.
No.
She was watching you.
Yeah. Well, I understand that for her, probably all she ever saw was like the side of my head peeking around the pillar. It was probably like, who's this guy creeping? I was just trying to see what was going on. I'd never been in a big trial before.
Can you name anyone who's more in command of a room than a judge on a bench?
Dude, they own it up there.
They absolutely own it. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do anything in there. And they can do whatever they want.
And they sit super high up in the robe and the gavel.
Yep. They're like, shut up.
She was wearing those
order in the court.
She had those readers on, so those were kind of hot.
Anyway, this judge was staring me down.
It's intimidating.
And I've stared right back at him.
Really?
I'm like, what are you going
to
do?
You went toe to toe. What's up?
Well, you're going to get out. You're going to just end your trial and go kick me out?
Nobody can look in the courtroom. Yeah, you only control the courtroom, right?
That's right. Yeah. This is my turf. This is my turf out here.
Main justice up in here. Still one of the best Saturday Night Live sketches of all time. Look it up.
It is National Christmas Tree Day.
Oh, I love a good Christmas tree.
By the way, quick Odyssey.
Did we figure out what
Odyssey Christmas tree update?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were reporting to you that Odyssey, in classic Odyssey fashion, we do have a Christmas tree here, but it's like leaning, it's undecorated, and it's like leaning up against
it's not,
a
it's not even in
an
water.
Odyssey station.
It is in water. There is a...
What?
There's a, what do you call it?
A little stand, a little tree
stand.
Yeah,
there is a stand.
Then why is it leaning?
I don't know.
Because they didn't put it in the damn stand correctly, which is also very
odd. Odyssey
so
station.
They put it in a stand and then just leaned it against a wall but didn't actually...
That appears to be the case.
I'll be damned.
But there needs to be some more investigating.
All right.
I'll tell you what, if that were what I did with a tree at the house, my wife would be like,
you can't be doing that.
You did not complete the project, honey.
Well, the whole point, once you get the tree in, the verticality of the tree is everything.
Verticality.
I mean, it's got, what are you doing if you got a crooked tree?
Residents near the ICE building are now suing the feds.
Yeah, what are we doing? What's happening now?
Well, there is a building right across the street. It appears to be named Gray's Landing.
Oh, is this the apartment, or is this that weird, sketchy auto body place over there?
No. So people live there.
Okay, so because there's...
I used to take my Audi over to that auto body place.
Did you?
They were fantastic.
Oh, I always thought there was some sort of nefarious activity going on
over there. Well, they're probably... Oh, you're talking about that on that side.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. But like a cash-only type of place.
On the other side of that...
Yeah, there's an auto... But there's a place right across the street, at least it was for years and years when we worked over there. There was a...
There was a chop shop.
There was an antique store that was never open, and then an auto body store that I'm convinced was out of John Wick, and things were happening.
There's no question.
No.
And then some lady moved to like a boutique-y antique store in there.
Yeah.
Lasted like 6 days.
Yeah.
She left, and I don't know what it is now. We're out of there.
No.
Even we're out of there.
We're gone. We're like out.
Yes, the owners and some residents of an apartment complex next to the ICE building filed a lawsuit against the federal government. The landlord of the building, Gray's Landing, along with seven of its residents, filed a suit Friday seeking to stop the use of chemical munitions by federal agents near the building.
I'm sure it's probably not great if you're like walking your dog and you got tear gas flying.
Now, we used to hate this building.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't. Should I?
Yeah, go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we used to hate this building because... Because, you know, for those that don't know, our office used to be down...
right next door to the ice building.
This is why we're talking about it.
Yeah, we shared a fence.
Our office was right there. Yeah, we did share a fence with their... Well, no, we didn't. We shared a fence with the school and the storage.
Oh, yeah, I guess
that's
true.
And then the ice building was on the other side of that. But you could hit a 8-iron to the ice facility from our... Yeah. Which we probably should have done, but...
Not
this
me.
Building,
I respect authority.
We hated these people because it was a low income place. And look, I'm not. This is not an indictment on low income places, but I got to tell you, if you know, as they do this whole low income versus and they mix it all in, it can be the cops were always there. There was always an ambulance there.
Always.
There was dookie all over the sidewalk. Mm. It was there's smoke. It was awful over there. Yeah. They have 200 low-income seniors, veterans, families, and people with disabilities in that building. But they are saying that the use of tear gas, smoke grenades, and other chemical munitions are seeping into the residents' apartments. Mm. And some people are even coughing uncontrollably. Mm. So they filed suit.
I have no idea if any of that is true. But
why are you coughing?
No, I just had a cough. There was no, that wasn't one of those.
That didn't mean something?
No, that meant.
I felt like that was a.
Nope.
That was a shot.
Nope. Look. Whether or not this lawsuit is legit, I don't know, but.
I'd have filed it too.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I would not want people shooting tear gas in front of me.
Maybe we could have gotten some money if.
Yeah, we're over there like, my eye. But am I putting it past anyone over there that's using this to maybe make a cheap buck? Maybe not. I was rear-ended by a resident over there once who proceeded to give me the fakest information known to man, but I still know where you live.
Yeah, but did you do anything about it?
Yes! I watched you go into your apartment, yet you felt the need to give me fake information. Wasn't that hard to track you down? I just say
it was worth a shot.
My experience, some of those people, not all of them,
not all, but yeah, it was a mess over there. It really was. Yeah. Just personal experience. It's it's just telling the truth, okay?
It's a weird intersection over there.
God, it's weird.
But if you need a car without a VIN number, Matt, that place may be able to help you.
Now we have Ice Dogs. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Now this is a Christmas song. Right here.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not making any sort of list for me.
I think it's on my list.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know about top 5, maybe top 10.
I like my Christmas carol to have a big booming sort of quality. I like the big voice. You know, your Hark the Heralds and...
Your old Andy Williams type of thing. Yeah, like Johnny Mathis.
Give me something that the Celtic women are going to belt out. Mm-hmm. And now you've got my Christmas pants a little tight. And then if not, give me more of an upbeat, with some jingly-jangly.
Merry Christmas, bitch!
There you go. Give me a rocking around a tree.
It is December 8th, 2025?
You are correct.
This is In the News here on The Fan. Hello, thank you. More ice news. This from Vancouver, Yorburg.
What?
Vancouver,
we have Washington. Ice over there?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, they're everywhere, man.
I'm not familiar with the Vancouver ice. I don't see
well,
a
I don't know
about.
If they have a...
Like a building?
Yeah, I just know that they're... Hey, they're out there.
Yeah.
And they're out there with their doggies.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Didn't see this?
No, I have not seen this. They got the rocket sausages out there.
U.S. Senator Patty Murray condemned the current federal government administration as she alleged Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is ICE, officers released an attack dog on one of her constituents.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
On November 14th, Wilmer Toledo Martinez was lured out of his home in Vancouver before he was violently attacked and dragged away. The senator said Toledo Martinez was attacked despite not resisting arrest or attempting to flee. His wife and two young children witnessed the attack. A good friend of his watched the situation unfold outside of their apartment complex. His name is John. He said, they sicked the dog on him and had him on the ground hitting him.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is just one side of the story.
That's what I said, wait till then. Don't we have body cameras of everything now? The only
well, there is video of this, by the way.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I just.
But there's not video of the dog attack. You can just see his scratch. There's video of the dog, the guy holding the dog back at the scene, and this Martinez guy laying on the ground.
Yeah.
And then later you can see the dog scratches on the back of the guy.
Look, I have no idea what happened here. I don't know all the ins and outs. The only part about this, well, it's not the only part. The biggest part that just scares the living daylights out of me is no one has any idea. It's just plainclothes people. No one gives any sort of identification on who you are. Now there are stories out there about people pretending to be ICE agents. Like, the idea that you could just be, like, walking down the street and four dudes with masks and, like, a tactical vest can jump on you, throw you into a van, and the family has no idea where that person's been taken to. It's not a Miranda thing. Like, it's that stuff just... That just seems a bridge too far for anybody.
So now the government is saying they don't have ICE dogs. Apparently, these dudes
brought their own.
Claimed they were from Homeland Security. They claimed to be federal agents from Homeland Security.
See, that's my point. Is no one knows.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
What happened to the, like? I understand. Like, if you're being arrested, but don't you get to at least know who's arresting
yes.
you and where you're going? And
usually, if like a cop is arresting you, you are allowed to get his badge number. You're allowed to get their name. They're supposed to be marked as a police officer. So even that, unmarked police cars so, have police officers wearing uniforms in them.
So we don't know who actually had the dog
well, again,
attack this person?
They are saying they were federal agents from Homeland Security. They said they were going to take him to the ICE facility in Portland. And okay. He was apparently, they're also saying he was denied medical attention for quite some time.
Huh.
There are no body cameras. After being mauled, he was denied medical care for hours, eventually receiving stitches and medication at the hospital. However, he reported difficulties in obtaining adequate medical care during his detention. He is undocumented. He was brought to the U.S. at age 15. He is married to a U.S. citizen, and he has three U.S.-born children.
Hmm. Yikes.
Yeah, so that's a wild one.
Yeah, there is some, there's just some bad, bad beats going on out there. But again, that is so far above anything. I just...
Well, there was another story in Vancouver where a guy was run over.
Yeah, I saw
Did
that
see
one.
That
yeah,
one?
His legs.
Yeah,
right?
They ran him over.
I just, the lack of seemingly procedure and due process, I just don't get that. Yeah, I am waiting. Unfortunately, someone is going to shoot someone. You are going to get a thing where someone is going to be all Second Amendment guy, and someone's going to jump out of, like, the idea that I'm walking down the street and because I look a certain way, someone can literally jump out, not identify themselves, and grab me. It's only a matter of time before something really, really bad happens here with the lack of transparency that's going on. It just makes no sense to me, but, you know, who the hell am I?
Freaking Biden. Just, you know, Schultzy?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I just don't get it, man.
Damn. Freaking Biden. All right, guys, that is in the news for December 8, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Up next, I got a few headlines, a lot of stories. I told you I got some Blazer news.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the big Blazer news?
I see, again, this is where you...
I mean, it's not
it's
big.
Not big news.
I would say it's big news.
You think so?
I think it is an indicator of the future of the Blazers,
yeah,
or lack thereof
oh!
in one spot.
Whoa.
How about that team?
Whoa.
How about that?
Did you just sing like Eddie Vedder?
That wasn't really Eddie Vedder. Don't confuse anything I've ever done with Eddie Vedder.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
What was that?
Couldn't tell you.
Rocco! Oh, oh, my Rocco! Oh.
Chelsea doesn't like the blacks. That's true.
All right, we better take a break fast.
Schultzy said it, not me.
Or else we're going to be Scrooty overed.
Kind of got Scrooty overed.
So we got a few headlines coming up here. The Heisman finalists. There is a little bit of Blazer news. And guess who's back? Coming up next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.